Ways to Go Beyond and Why They Work by Rupert Sheldrake. Chapter 4, Episode 7, Psychedelic Rituals and Religions. In many cultures, psychedelics have been used for millennia in healing rituals and initiation rites. As I already mentioned, a mind-altering brew was an integral part of initiation into the Eleusinian mysteries in ancient Greece. In India, the Rig Veda, the oldest classical Vedic scripture, contains a collection of hymns to Soma, a brew whose identity is unknown, but whose effects were clearly powerful. Here are some examples. The Soma is full of intelligence. It inspires man with enthusiasm. It makes the poet sing. We have drunk the Soma. We have come to be immortal. We have arrived at the light. We have reached the gods. End of quote. In ancient Persia, Zoroastrian hymns to the sacred plant Haoma were similar. What were they taking? No one really knows. But among scholars, there are many speculations as to the identity of the plants or mushrooms used in these brews. One of the most widespread traditional psychedelics is ayahuasca, used by the indigenous people of the upper Amazon over a vast region including western Brazil, Peru, Colombia, and eastern Ecuador. Drinking this brew is at the centre of initiation rites and is traditionally used for all major decisions of the tribe, including locating game for hunting. It is still widely used by shamans in healing ceremonies. But as its fame has spread, so has the demand for taking part in ayahuasca ceremonies. Dozens of centres have sprung up in Peru, where this use of the brew is illegal, catering to the thousands of people who travel there to take it. The ayahuasca business is booming. Foreigners are buying land and opening centres, and many people are calling themselves shamans, curanderos, healers, or ayahuasqueros, even if they have little or no connection with traditional practitioners. Ayahuasca has now spread worldwide. In 2016, according to the New Yorker magazine, on any given night in Manhattan, there are about 100 ayahuasca circles. Most of the people leading them are not from traditional tribal backgrounds. And, for a fee, you can now train to be an ayahuasquero in courses advertised online. Ayahuasca has become a central sacrament in several Christian psychedelic churches in Brazil. One of them, called Santo Daime, started in the jungles of Acre province by a black rubber tapper called Mestre Irineu, who was raised a Roman Catholic and who encountered the Virgin Mary as the Queen of the Forest. He said that she guided him and showed him the rituals that he should follow. The name of the church came from a hymn, Daime Fortha, Daime Amor, Daime Luz, which means, give me strength, give me love, give me light. The Santo Daime Church now has many centres in rural and urban Brazil, in the United States, Europe and elsewhere. This church has been legal in Brazil since 1992 and is also legal in some US states and in the Netherlands. Each ritual session is led by a godfather and begins with Christian prayers, including the Our Father and the Hail Mary. Then the participants drink ayahuasca, called daime, as a kind of sacrament. The rituals include the singing of hymns and periods of dancing, as well as times for concentration, sitting quietly. Another legal ayahuasca church in Brazil is called União do Vegetal, Union of the Plants, founded in 1961. Unlike Santo Daime, which grew out of a poor, mixed-race, rubber-tapper culture, União do Vegetal is poor middle class, with many doctors, lawyers and politicians. It now has offshoots worldwide, including the United States, where a Supreme Court decision in 2006 legalized its practices. One precedent for this decision was the legalization of the Native American Church in 1978. This psychedelic religious movement arose in the late 19th century in Oklahoma, combining Christian teachings and morality with the use of peyote, a mescaline-containing cactus. It is now the most widespread indigenous religion among Native Americans in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Missionaries brought the Christian message to psychedelic-using shamanic cultures in the Americas. An unintended consequence was the evolution of psychedelic churches. Together with psychedelic neo-shamanism, these churches are now spreading into North America and Europe in a kind of reverse missionary movement. Some people speculate that psychedelics have been played a hidden role in the development of Judaism. Benny Shannon, a professor of psychology at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, suggests that Moses, who led the Jewish people out of slavery in Egypt, may have had experiences similar to those induced by ayahuasca. Shannon proposed his biblical entheogen hypothesis after taking ayahuasca many times himself in South America and interviewing many other people who have taken it. In his book, Antipodes of the Mind, he sketches out a map of ayahuasca visions based on about 2,500 experiences. He suggests that several key episodes in Moses' life resemble experiences with ayahuasca, including his encounter with a burning bush in the desert, his magical contest with the Pharaoh's sorcerers turning rods into serpents, and the visions on Mount Sinai when he received the Ten Commandments. The conventional view, by contrast, is that Moses' experiences were not drug-induced, although some were facilitated by long periods of fasting. For Shannon, these experiences suggest that Moses was familiar with an ayahuasca-type brew, which requires two plants, one that contains DMT, and the other a plant that contains harmine and harmaline, which stop DMT being destroyed when ingested. In the Amazon, the DMT component of ayahuasca is provided by a shrub called chacruna, or Psychotria viridis, and the second component comes from a vine, Banisteriopsis carpii, containing harmine and harmaline. In the southern parts of the Holy Land and in the Sinai Peninsula, where Moses had his visions, a bush called Pergunun Hamala, or Hamal in Arabic, contains harmaline and harmine, which are named after it. Scum's scholars identify it with Haoma. This plant is also called Syrian rue and is still widely used as a herb in the Middle East. Meanwhile, several species of acacia tree contain DMT. In the book of Exodus in the Bible, immediately after the account of the experiences of God at Mount Sinai, Moses commanded his followers to take a chest to contain the two stone tablets of the Ten Commandments, known as the Ark of the Covenant. This was made out of shittim or acacia wood, and the same kind of wood was also used for the planks that supported it and the altar beside it. You can find these references in Exodus 25. But, of course, the presence of these plants does not prove that Moses and others knew how to combine them together to make a visionary brew, nor that Moses took such a brew. Shannon is not alone in his speculations about biblical entheogens. Rick Strassman, who carried out the research on DMT discussed above, has suggested that the experiences of some of the Hebrew prophets were very similar to the effects of DMT. Whatever Moses and the prophets may or may not have ingested, some researchers have suggested that many thousands of years before these events, psychedelic plants and mushrooms played a major role in the evolution of human consciousness, language, and art. Certainly many of the images in prehistoric cave paintings, some more than 30,000 years old, resemble images seen in visionary states under the influence of psychedelics. These include human figures with animal heads, including lions and bison, and curious stick figures. It seems likely that the people who painted them were familiar with altered states of consciousness, but these need not necessarily have been psychedelic. People could have entered these visionary states in other ways, including spending long times in darkness or through trance-inducing dances. Some may have occurred spontaneously, without drugs or any special practices. They may not have discovered psychedelic plants and mushrooms. Nevertheless, some prehistoric cultures did make this discovery, although no one knows how long ago. But there is no doubt that psychedelic substances are still used in shamanic and religious rituals in many cultures today, and that their use is traditional.